So we're holding by Melachim Beis, where Perek Dalid Pasuk Yud Aleph this year. We started as a Schussi L'Nishmas Yechazkel Shraga Ben Avram Yehuda, which will also be a Schussi L'Nishmas Moshe Ben Daniel Chaim Elazar Ben Shimshon Aryeh, as well as a Schuss for Fur Shleima V'Chaim Moshe Yeshua Ben Malko Chaim Deh Bimina Rachel and Chanaleah Bas Shein Del Rachel. It should also be a Schuss for all those in a Makam Sakana in Eretz Yisrael. So we learned previously that Elisha would travel to Shunem, where a woman invited him in, and every time he would travel through Shunem, he would stay by this woman's house. This woman, this Isha Gedola, recognizes Elisha's greatness and tells her husband that we need to build him a separate apartment for him to stay. So Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayhi Ayoyim, it happened one day, Vayava Yishama, that Elisha comes to Shunem, Vayasar El Ha'aliyah, and he goes up to the attic, Vayishkav Shama, and he lays down over there. Elisha now makes use of the apartment, of the separate accommodations that she made for him. So the Zohar tells us that any time it says Vayhi Ayoyim, that day, it's always referring to Rosh Hashanah. The Malbim says Vayhi Ayoyim means a specific day that Elisha used to arrive in Shunem, meaning Elisha had a scheduled circuit. He would hit certain cities on certain days. And so this Vayhi Ayoyim, it was on the day that was designated for the Navi to come there. He goes to the apartment that she set up for him. The Ben Ishchai writes that the Pasuk is telling you that he comes there after she set up the apartment, and Vayasar El Ha'aliyah, he goes himself to the attic, Vayishkav Shama, to lie down, meaning that he never checked in with the woman, and he was never shown the accommodations, but rather he knew through Ruach HaKodesh that it was set up for his purpose. So therefore, when he gets there, he goes directly to the apartment. He also saw through Ruach HaKodesh that it was through the actions of the woman that she was the impetus behind it. And that's why we'll see in the next pasuk that he summons the woman to come to him to see how he can repay her. He doesn't summon the husband because, again, through Ruach HaKodesh, he saw that the whole motivation behind the apartment on his behalf was really coming from the woman. So pasuk Yud Beis, Vayomer al Gehazi Naroi. So Elisha now says to his attendant Gehazi, Krala Shunamis Hazois, call and summon that Shunami's woman to appear before me. Vayikrala, so Gehazi summons her, Vatamoy Lefanov, and she stands before him. So pasuk Yud Gimel now, Elisha does not directly address the woman, we'll see why, but rather he talks to her through Gehazi, as if Gehazi is a go-between the woman and Elisha. So Elisha says to Gehazi, Emar na eleha, please say to her, that hinei charadato eleinu es kol charada hazois. Behold, you have exerted all this effort on our behalf. Ma lasais lach, what favor can we do for you? How can we repay you? Hayesh ledaber lach el hamelech, can something be spoken on your behalf to the king, oyel saratzavo, or to the army commander? Meaning, can we intercede on your behalf with the government in some way? So Vatoimer, she responds, B'soich ami anochi yashaves, I dwell among my people, meaning, no, I am not in need of any sort of assistance. So there's a lot going on in these psukim. Let's break it down. First, Elisha summons the woman to come to him, says the Abarbanel, because he wanted to honor her by thanking her personally. The Me'iri on the Gemara and Brachas on Daf Yoram et Beis that we talked about last time. So the Me'iri says that a Talmud Chacham is allowed to accept someone's hospitality, but he should try to repay the favor. He should try to do something in return. And that's why Elisha wanted to repay the woman in some way. He wanted to know what could he possibly do for her in return. So the pasuk says that Vatamoid Lefanov, she stood before him. So in the Pashup Shad, it means she stood in front of Elisha. But the Pick of the Rebbe Lezer says, that we saw last time, that women were not able to look at him. They would die out of the awe and out of the radiance. So instead of the woman appearing in front of Elisha, potentially putting her life at risk, she stood outside of Elisha's room in front of Gehazi. Gehazi was the go-between, and that's why Elisha spoke through Gehazi in Pasuk Yud Gimel. The Ralbag, however, says that Elisha went through Gehazi simply because he didn't want to speak to a woman unless it was absolutely necessary. Panim Yafais and Parshas Vayeshev says that we learn from these psukim how to distance oneself from arayas. In this pasuk, when she first appears in front of Elisha, pasuk says Vatamid Lefanov, that she appeared in front of him, but because she was close to him in proximity, so he did not want to speak with her. The next time she comes, when she's summoned back, it says that Elisha addresses her directly. Why? Because after she realized that it was not appropriate for her to stand so close to Elisha, and in that second occurrence. She stands by the door far away from Elisha. So since she was far away, so now Elisha would be able to address her directly. But you see here, the distance that Elisha would put himself, if she was close to him in proximity, he wouldn't speak to her. He would only address her directly if she was standing at a distance. So in Pasuk Yud Gimel, Elisha offers to do something on her behalf. Why did Elisha assume that she needed something from the government? So because she was a prominent, well-to-do person, so it was reasonable to assume that she had dealings with the government, with higher authorities, and that she might be in need of some intervention. So she responds, "V'zoich ami anochi yoshavis," that I dwell among my people, meaning that she lived among her relatives, that no one had any reason to harm her, says Rashi. So she had no need for help from any of the higher authorities. The Radak says that she was saying, "Besaychami anochi yoshavis," that I hang out amongst my family, and therefore, if I need someone to intercede on my behalf, my family can do it. According to the Zohar, that says that this took place on Rosh Hashanah, Elisha's question was not referring to the Melech of the Malchus of Yisrael, but rather to the Melech Malchi Amlochim, the one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who judges everyone on Rosh Hashanah, because the main theme throughout the Tfilas of Rosh Hashanah is recognizing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the Melech Olamim. So Elisha was asking, is there something that he can do to intercede with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on her behalf? She responds, "B'soich ami anochi yoshavis," that she wants to be judged as part of the nation. She does not want to be singled out. If she is judged as part of the nation, so she can share in the schusim along with everyone else, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows more rachmanis to the tzibur than he does to a yachid. When a person is singled out, like Elisha is offering to do for her, so now all of a sudden her individual maisim are judged, and she's judged based on her own schusim, and obviously a person will be unable to withstand scrutiny in judgment of that level. So therefore, she was telling Elisha, "B'sechami anochi yoshavis," I don't want to be singled out by you for any specific request, but rather, if I'm to be zoiche to something, I have a better chance of being zoiche by being amongst the people. Aye, but we'll see that Gehazi tells Elisha that she didn't have children and her husband was old, which the Abarbanel says, "B'derech hateva," they were unable to have children. So why didn't she let Elisha daven on her behalf about that? So the Mechilta Ketanah explains, Elisha wanted to daven that Hashem should give her a chayim on Rosh Hashanah. That's what we daven for. And she replied that it's the schus of the tefilos of the Ami of Klal Yisrael, and it's for Klal Yisrael that Hashem would give her life, meaning as part of the Klal. But Gehazi said that since she doesn't have a son, she's missing Chayim, she's missing life, and therefore Elisha on his own goes and davens for this so that she should be Zoicha, of course, to life amongst the rest of the Tzibur, but also for her own aspect of life, meaning a life with children.